Thursday, May 26th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to a story today that was covered by a number of papers. In fact, it's gone national. It was also covered by the Louisville NBC affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky, WAVE. The headline of that story said, "Leaked Christian Academy assignment requires students to argue against homosexuality." The school, the Christian Academy of Louisville, said that the assignment dealt with students sharing biblical principles to a friend who might be homosexual.
And as it further stated, with compassion and care. There are five players in the shaping of our culture, and one of them is journalism. If you ever wanted to see the editorial support of the cultural revolution to accommodate the LGBTQAI agenda, then just read this story, starting with the headlines, that an assignment to confront homosexuals has been leaked. I'm just simply going to repeat what my friend Al Mohler, who has also addressed this. How is this a leak? When we use the word leak, what are we talking about? We're talking about making public things that are classified, things that are supposed to be secure, things that are to remain private and never to be communicated publicly. Well, this isn't a leak. They haven't caught the Christian Academy doing something wrong. They've caught the Christian Academy being a Christian Academy. The Christian Academy has a very clear statement. We uphold biblical ethics. We believe marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe that sexuality is to be celebrated as a gift from God within the context of marriage. All they're doing is being consistent. Homosexuality is a sexual practice that is destructive for multiple reasons, not the least of which it is outside of the marriage bed. They're going to teach their students biblical ethics. What they got caught being is Christian. It's in the Bible. It's called marriage. Let the marriage bed be undefiled. Fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. It is a Christian school being Christian. In their statement of faith, they say, God's design for marriage and sexuality is good, and to love our neighbor, we need to share with them God's design for marriage. One man, one woman, one life. Sex celebrated and employed in the context of marriage. This wasn't anything leaked. And furthermore, it's not leaked. It's on the website. The assignment is on the website itself. It doesn't take a Sherlock Holmes or a whistleblower to find it. It's right there. It is a Bible teacher responding to his students, "Well, since we believe marriage is one man and one woman, since we believe that sex is within that marriage and that's the way we are to embrace it, if we have a friend who says that they're a homosexual and believes in same-sex marriage, how shall we deal with them?" And then he tells them to write an essay displaying how you would create a conversation with your friend. You are to establish to the degree possible friendship with that person. You don't see them as an enemy. You see them as a friend, as someone made in the image of God. Now, how can I enter into conversation? And then he outlines, you share God's design for marriage. You share God's design of the human body and how sex is within marriage. It initiates the marriage. It recreates the marriage. It consummates in the marriage and it procreates from the marriage. And you explain that to them. Then he says you do so carefully and compassionately, treating the person with dignity. Remembering our issue is not with the homosexual as a person, but with homosexuality, and our love for them is for them to know the forgiveness of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that can order our lives according to God's word and biblical ethics. And every parent had been informed that's what their child was going to be taught. What we have is a parent whose child was making a comment to the parent about the assignment. And now another party outside of this, quote-unquote, found out about it in discussion with the parent.
Harry, that was local businessman J.P. Davis, who posted a screenshot. He got the screenshot from the assignment from a close friend who was a child attending the school.
We now have someone with a vested interest who is now trying to use shame and a cancel culture. It now becomes the shill of the individual who affirms his own practice of homosexuality, and now they become his agent to try to silence the voice of rationality and biblical ethics concerning marriage and sexuality. Furthermore, they then go on an enterprise to find graduates of the school who now reject what they learned in the school. Well, you'll find that anytime you've got a school and an organization, you can find alumni who have rejected what they learned about Christianity. That's called unbelief. Do they have the right to do that? Yes. Is it right to do that? No. It's actually wrong to do that. What you need to do is to receive Christ and know the joy of true freedom, and that is to live by the power of the Holy Spirit and be framed and directed in life through the Word of God. We call that discipleship, which is part of the Christian education process. But they have learned discipleship, but they never had come to Christ. Therefore, now outside of that institution, they now side with the current cultural death spiral and now enter into league with the journalist and this businessman to silence the voice of biblical Christianity and to shame it. And another instrument of quote-unquote the cancel culture is now being displayed.
Harry, one such graduate, Kylie Marcy, said, "I don't know how much closer of a look you need to take at that assignment, but if that's what you're doing, I'd think you'd want to take a closer look at your entire worldview and if the priority is spreading the love of Jesus or the priority is to point out other sins."
Why do we extol the love of Jesus? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that we who believe in him would not perish. In what? In our sins, in judgment upon our sins. Part of your worldview is to explain the depth, height, breadth, and length of God's love in Christ to save us from our sins. That's the love of Christ. The Bible says in Romans 5, God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were enemies, Christ died for us. Part of the giving of God's law is not only to tell you how to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself, and that includes a biblical sexual ethic. You do not commit adultery and fornication, that is sexual practice outside of marriage. Paul said, no fornicator, no homosexual, no effeminate, no glutton, no murderer shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were justified. Born again, now you have been set free from not only the penalty, but the power of sin. Our worldview is the love of Christ, whereby he sustains us, he redeems us from our sins, transforms us, so increasingly we can be conformed to his word, and that would include the biblical ethic of sexuality, and we can love one another well. So, Tom, there is a graduate that is making a statement that is actually insensible concerning a Christian world and life view, as somehow you can explain the love of Jesus without calling out how Jesus loves us to liberate us and to set us free from our sins, their guilt, their shame, and their power. And that's what the assignment was designed to do, the love of Christ, so they don't have to live under the dominion, darkness, and death spiral of sin.
It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as God's word, we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and we must get prepared for battle. Harry Reader's 15-album set on spiritual warfare is available to you by going to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today and perspective.